The next group of birds I'm going to talk about are the insect-eating birds. And even in wintertime, these birds are going to be finding insects for food. They might find overwintering adults that are hibernating. They might find eggs. They might find pupal cases of insects. And so even in the absence of your feeding them, they're going to have food to eat of one kind or another. But if you want to attract these insect-eating birds to your yard, you can provide a reasonable substitute for insect calories, if you will. You can put out plain old simple beef suet. You don't have to do a thing to it. You don't have to melt it down to render it. You don't have to mix seeds with it. All you can do is go to the grocery store, purchase beef suet, and put it out in a proper container for the birds. The birds that will come to suet include woodpeckers, chickadees, titmice, nuthatches. Even an occasional mockingbird, actually, one of those fruit-eating birds in the south, might visit a suet feeder. And the best way there, again, is to keep it simple, and just plain beef suet is one way to do that. One thing that I encourage you to think about and caution you about is to not feed suet during the summertime. There's studies that have been done and shown that during the summertime, beef suet and other fats from animal sources can become rancid. And we don't believe that that's a good thing for the birds. It can introduce infection, can cause problems with their feathers. And so what I usually do as a rule of thumb is to take away the beef suet in springtime at about the time of the last frost, or in my case here in upstate New York, at about the time ruby-throated hummingbirds return. And then I wait until the first frost in the fall, and I put the suet out again at about the same time the hummingbirds leave and I take in my hummingbird feeders. So you can use the coming and going of hummingbirds if you want, especially here in the east with ruby-throated hummingbird, to time when you put suet out and when you take it in for your insect-eating birds.